Each Monday through Saturday morning at this time, WFEB presents, as a public service to the people of this area, your morning devotion. This morning's devotional program will be conducted by Associate Pastor Bob Bohr of the Mignon Baptist Church in Sylacauga. And now from the studios of WFEB, Reverend Bohr.
Thank you. Good morning. This morning I'd like to share some thoughts with you on Heavenly Father's Day. I know we're thinking about tomorrow and tomorrow being called Father's Day. And it's really Dad's Day, but we've been calling it Father's Day a long time. But the thoughts this morning I'd like to share with you deal basically from Matthew 23, 8 through 12, with the importance of Heavenly Father's Day. That's Matthew 23, 8 through 12. But be not ye called rabbi or teacher, for one is your master, even Christ, and all are brethren. And call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your Father which is in heaven. Neither be ye called masters, for one is your master, even Christ. But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant. And whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, or made low. And he that humble himself shall be exalted, or raised high. Our Father which art in heaven, these words were given to us by Jesus as a part of the model prayer. He is Father of all who accept him through the Son. Father, in the first recorded utterance of Jesus in Luke 2:49, when he said to his parents, I must be about my Father's business. And in his last dying cry in Luke 23:46, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. Father. Father, the supreme name for God. Jesus emphasized responding to God as a loving Father. Jesus revealed the Father's love in Romans 5:8. God commendeth his love to us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And in John 3:16, the familiar verse, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And in John 3:1, Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Jesus revealed the Father's presence in 1 John 3:23-24. He that acknowledgeth the Son hath the Father also. Let that therefore abide in you, which you have heard from the beginning. If that which you have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. The Holy Spirit lives in each Christian. We are the temple of God. Jesus revealed the Father's rewards in Matthew 6:6. Thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. And in Luke 6:35, Love ye your enemies, and do good, and lend, hoping for nothing again. And your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the highest. God's greatest rewards are inward and spiritual. Jesus revealed the Father's chastening in Hebrews 12:6. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. And of course, this is talking, as the scripture implies here, as an earthly parent. That is, punishment when punishment is needed, chastening when chastening is needed. Certainly we wouldn't expect an earthly loving parent to come in and punish the children when he came in the door just because they were his children. So the scripture here is saying that as a child needs to be punished to keep that child in the right relationship, then God does that. Jesus revealed the Father's provision in Matthew 6, 26. Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? The Father's provision. Jesus revealed the Father's forgiveness, Matthew 6, 14. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. In fact, this is a part, again, of the model prayer when he says that we are to forgive before we come to the Lord. And he even took time to explain the importance of this forgiving. Even if we have been wrong, even if the other person is wrong, we are still to forgive. And that can happen, of course, by allowing the Christ within us to do the forgiving. We become, again, instruments. There are things that humanly we could not forgive, and yet God giveth that strength from within that will allow the forgiveness to take place in us. And then we are the ones that profit by the forgiving, because we are not bound constantly by that feeling that we've been wronged. That's the Father's forgiveness. And then Jesus revealed the Father's gifts. In Matthew 7:11, if ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? And these things are always good. They're good gifts. Many times we don't recognize them as being good, but they are. They're good in the sense of being good within themselves, or they are good for us in that God is working out something in us that we need to experience to put us in a position where his perfect will might be done through our life. They're always appropriate. They're the right gifts, and they're always perfect. When God gives, it is always perfect. So actually, every day should be Heavenly Father's Day, not just Father's Day once a year as we think of honoring our parent, as we do on Mother's Day. And I know when we say that, we're talking about Dad. We're not talking here against or recognizing someone as father, as the scriptures are implying there in chapter 23 of Matthew. We're not calling someone father in the sense of thinking that that person has the can take the place of our heavenly Father. But we do need to be careful how we say father, especially in relationship to a man or a person today. There's a real danger in going back into the old system that God never intended for us to have, and that is the system where one man is higher than the other, because he made us all the same. He does not recognize us. In fact, he made us the same as far as male and female, according to God's word. We no longer recognized as different, except as an individual we are all different in his sight, yet we're all equal in his sight. We all have an open door to come to him, but not just to come to him asking, but to come to him in the sense of a priest. He's made us all to be priest in the sense of worshiping and coming into his presence and knowing his will. So every day should be Heavenly Father's Day. Every Sunday is a celebration of resurrection. We mentioned this recently, that the Sabbath is Saturday, and there are people who worship God on Saturday. But when Christ was raised from the dead, which was on the first day of the week, the day we call Sunday, from that point on, Christianity, or those who follow the celebration of that resurrection, worship God on the day we call Sunday. And the reason for that is because of his resurrection. We recognize that day as his resurrection. So we don't call Sunday the Sabbath, because the Sabbath is the last day of the week. We call Sunday the Resurrection Day, and we worship God. To use the term that's used today in our world and in business, the Easter Sunday is, in a sense, every Sunday, because that is the day of resurrection. In Psalm 118:24, we find these words, "This is the day the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." Whatever that day is and whatever God has planned for us, we're going to rejoice in it because He is in us. And He is our joy. He is our strength. It isn't our strength that accomplishes things. It's allowing His strength to work in us. It isn't our joy that we experience. It's His joy within us that we experience. And we can go on and on of these things that, as we recognize Christ in us, which of course is our hope of glory, which gives us that assurance of eternal life, that life within us. You can be born into the family of God. You can be a child of God. He can be your heavenly Father if you'll accept His Son. You accept His Son and you become a son. Scripture that says in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son." That word being His first son, His firstborn son, firstborn of the Father. And this is used also in that Jesus was the first one to be resurrected, to go back to be with God. And because of that, there are many that are going to be. We are now His sons. We have been accepted as sons because we have accepted His Son, allowing us to become sons. And of course, that word son, it means male and female in according to the Scripture. We have become sons and daughters, to make it clear in our own thinking. But the Scripture doesn't say sons and daughters, because it's understood that we are children of God, because we've accepted the Son. So there are no stepchildren, there are no grandchildren, but only sons and daughters, children of God. So there's no exalted titles among us. We're all equal. We're all to be priests. We're not all exercising that authority and that the gift that God has given us and responsibility that God has given us. But that is what He intends, and according to His word, we are to be. He's chosen you. He's chosen you to be a child of His, if you'll accept His Son. And you can do that this morning. If you've never done that, you can accept Him into your life by asking Him to come in, believing in Jesus as the Son of God and accepting Him, and then you are a part of the family of God. Then God is your Father, the Heavenly Father. Let me close this morning with leading you in a prayer that I've called this a dad's prayer, but it actually is my prayer, and I hope this morning it's your prayer, thinking about this responsibility that God has given us. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, thank You for the privilege of being a parent, for blessing our home with children who love You. And I pray that they will live the abundant life You've prepared for them. Fill their hearts with Your love and their minds with Your mind, that the important decisions they make may be in Your perfect will. For we ask it in the name of Jesus, Your Son, because we are in His name. You've placed us in Your name. And we ask this according to the authority now that You've given us as Your children.